Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Idiot ist Perik Gimel Mishnah Beis. If I have food that is tame, it could be metame other food or drink or liquid. But only if you have a shear of a kebeya. A kebeya means the size of a chicken egg without the peel. Sagt der Mishnah, Eichel Parod. Little pieces, broken up pieces of food that's tame, it's lying together. If I pick up any individual piece over here, I don't have a shear of a kebeya. But between all of it, there's a kebeya. Einam it's darif. It's not connected to the shear of a kebeya. And if it touches taharis, if it touches truma or hegdish, it won't become tamei. Divrei Rabbi Daisa ben Harkinas, this is the shita of Rabbi Daisa ben Harkinas. And once again, in this Mishnah, v'chachamim it's darif, it does connect. Some hold, even if the little pieces aren't touching each other. Some say, no, only if they're touching each other. And there's even a third sheet that says, no, it has to be mixed together like one mush, one piece. But either way, at one point, Rabbi Daisa says separate pieces don't connect. The Chachamim say they do. Weiter says the Mishnah, and again, like the Derech is a Masechtas Idyas. We're listing all the things that, let's say, the Chacham had a disagreement with Rabbi Daisa, even though we're going from one sugya to the next. We have already discussed that Peiris of Maaser Sheni could be redeemed for money, and you bring the money up to Yerushalayim to purchase food and to eat it over there. You may want to listen again to Perek Aleph Mishnah Test to get some more details. Zok to Mishnah, Mechalalin Maaser Sheni, you could redeem Maaser Sheni al asimain. Asimain is a coin that does not have any image on it. Divi Rabbi Daisa Zehalt Rabbi Daisa. In Eretz Yisrael, in my days, there was a special coin for telephones. It was called an asimon, like a token. It had no official picture on it. The Chachamim say, Ein mechalin. You can't redeem Maaser Sheni on a coin that has no tzura on it, and that's because the Pasuk says, you like tie up the money in a money bag. Which type of money do you tie up in a money bag? Like it says by the Shvatim, Soris Kaspeim, real money. The Chachamim dashen from this pasuk, Vitzarta, it has to have a tzur, it has to have an image. You don't redeem Maaser Sheni only on a medbeya that has an image. Weiter sagt der Mishnah. The Chachamim were Mesakin. When your hands touch certain things, they become tamei, but only your hands, not your entire body. Furthermore, Chazal were mesagen that if your hands became tamei, even though it's just your hands and not your entire body, before you touch truma, you have to wash your hands. Before you touch kachin, you have to toivel your hands in a mikvah. And for sure, if he toivels himself completely in a mikvah, that's good. Before you touch mechatas, that's the water that's mixed with the ashes of the Para Haduma. For that, there's a machloikis in our Mishnah. Zak the Mishnah. Matbilin Yadayim, you can just toivel your hands. Remember, this tumah is just a tumah midrabanan. Whenever only your hands become tummy, that's midrabanan. So you have to toivel them in a mikvah, lechatas, in order to touch the mechatas. The special water that's mixed with the ashes of the Para Aduma. Divi Rabbi Daisa Zehal Tabi Daisa. The Chachamim and the Chachamim say? No, not when it comes to the Para Aduma. When it comes to this Mechatas, we're very strict. Im Nitmu Yadav, if your hands become Tamei, that's considered as if Nitma Gufa, your entire body became Tamei, and it's not enough just to tivel your hands. You have to totally immerse yourself in a mikvah. So we go from Tumas Eichlim to Maaser Sheni to the halachais of Para Aduma in our Mishnah over here, as the Mishnah continues with what would be a second in the series of six Mishnayos, Reb Daisa and the Chachamim disagree. We explain you need a kebeya of Tama de Gefud to be Matama other food. What if you have a bunch of little pieces, and if you put them together, there's a kebeya? Rabbi Daisa ben Arkina says, no, it won't be Matama, the other food. You have to have one shtickle kebeya. The Chachamim say, yes, we said there's different shitas, whether the pieces actually have to touch each other or not. But at one point, it could be a combination of different foods. As long as it adds up to a kebeya, it could be metama. Others, according to Rav Daisa, it won't. Second machlekes was about redeeming Maaser Sheni on a coin that has no Tzura, Rabbi Daisa says it's okay. The Chacham say no. And the third was, if your hands are tame, atumim midrabanan, where normally we say only your hands are tame. Where we know before truma, you just have to wash your hands. Before kachim, you have to toivel your hands in a mikveh, but not your entire body. What happens if you want to touch the water that's mixed with the ashes of the para aduma? Rabbi Daisa says it's enough to toivel your hands. The Chachamim say you have to toivel your whole guf.